Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
That sounds like us. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, bliss. Dr. Sheely, are you bliss?
Yes.
Well, that's great. Dr. Sheely, is there anything that you want to start this class with before we get into some of the items that I have on my...
I'm open line.
Okay, wonderful. Well, yesterday I was talking with Lou Cassidy, USA Prepares instructor, and he mentioned that you have a keen interest in gardening. And I have a feeling that your keen interest in gardening is right now. Is that right?
Of course. It's spring.
Yeah. Right. Right, so we were talking about building a garden in at your place. And what are the dimensions that you would like, Dr. Sheely?
50 by 50.
Mm-hmm. That's feet, right?
Yeah.
Because we could do a 50 by 50 with a shovel if we're talking inches. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so 50 by 50. And I would like to use this discussion that we're having right now for our class to understand why 50 by 50 and what you would plant in it. If you don't mind sharing that information, what you would plant, why you would plant it, the best plants to have. I mean, this is really the inputs to the body, which is, you know, the nutrients. So that's where I was going this morning, if that's okay with you.
Of course. My list would be asparagus and kale, followed by spinach, Chinese cabbage. Let's see, green beans, carrots, beets, vegetables that's near the top of my list. Oh, tomatoes, of course, and bell peppers.
Okay. Bell peppers. Okay.
Yeah, how about bell peppers, not hot pepper.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, like Anaheim peppers or cayenne or Big Jim's hot peppers or Slim peppers. Yeah, Slim. So no hot peppers?
No peppers but bell.
Okay. All right. And what kinds of tomatoes do you like to plant?
Well, I play around with red tomatoes and cherry tomatoes, all red. But I'll plant another color and play with it. I've planted blue and black.
I've never planted blue or black tomatoes, but I have planted purple, Russian purple.
Yeah.
Have you seen those Russian purple tomatoes?
Yeah, I've done that too.
The seeds were kept right outside of Chernobyl. No kidding. I mean, these things come. The ones that we planted are all weird looking. I mean, they don't look like a Rutgers, you know, store bought type tomato. These are all bumps and lumps, and but they are really meaty. There's no question about that.
Oh, and I forgot onions, of course.
Okay.
And eggplant.
Eggplant.
Oh, yeah, I love eggplant.
Okay. You know, my dad used to love eggplant parmesan.
Yes.
And I just loved it. So that would be eggplant and with a little cheese and like spaghetti sauce or tomato sauce. Yep. And fried eggplant. Is that something that you do too? Put a little bit of olive oil in a pan and fry
yes,
eggplant with some seasoning?
I call it sautéed.
Sautéed, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's really what I meant, sautéed. Okay. Have you planted yellow tomatoes?
Yes.
Okay. I sent you some seeds for yellow tomatoes, and they may grow. They've started fine for us, and they may grow as well. Okay, so what I have on the list is asparagus. We have that. Kale, yep. Spinach, yep. Chinese cabbage. Now, are you talking about bok choy?
Well, it's called in the book Chinese cabbage, so I'm not sure what subdivision that is.
Okay, and so that's kind of a light green, is that right? Okay, and then green beans, carrots, beets, tomatoes, and bell peppers, onions, eggplant. Anything else? I didn't hear corn.
I don't plant corn.
Okay. I'm trying to think what else. Leeks?
Nope.
Okay. Fennel?
I'm sorry?
Fennel, you know, the spice?
I use celery occasionally, but I've not done well with celery.
Okay. I'm trying to think what else we plant. How about loofah, that sponge thing that you can wash in the tub with or in the shower?
No, but okra.
Okra, okay. All right. Let's see. So, okra, celery, eggplant, onions, bell peppers, tomatoes, beets, carrots, green beans, Chinese cabbage, spinach, kale, and asparagus. No corn.
No corn.
I think you've got most. Go ahead.
Vegetable spaghetti and cantaloupe.
What vegetable spaghetti?
Yeah.
What is that?
Well, it's a melon. When it's mature, it's sort of dark yellow on the outside, and when you cook it, it comes out looking like spaghetti, but it's a vegetable.
Vegetable spaghetti. That's a new one for me. I just wrote that down.
Yeah, it's quite good.
Okay.
Garlic.
Yep, garlic. How about, I didn't hear potatoes. Sweet potatoes.
I used to, but in general, I avoid all carbohydrate foods.
Including sweet potatoes?
Sweet potatoes are one exception. You got me.
Well, you know, it's tough. It's tough to grow. How about strawberries? You know, we've had zero luck, zero success in growing strawberries.
I actually do very well strawberries right in the ground.
Okay. How about blueberries?
And back, what?
Blueberries?
No, I've done very poorly with blueberries, but blackberries I do well with.
Okay. Yeah, we have blackberries too. Okay. This is a pretty great list of, and that, I can see why you need 50 by 50. So, we were talking with Luke Cassidy yesterday, and Don is his friend, and we were on the phone, and we were talking about building this garden, and we're thinking Lou just wanted to bring a rototiller over. He wanted to rent one. And I said, "Well, I've got one, and we can use ours." But I said, "What about the rocks?" And I said, "Over here, at our farm." We literally had to take some concrete blocks and build a raised garden. And we had to sift through the soil and, you know, fill that in a raised garden. Ours is roughly the same, well, a little smaller than you're talking about, 50 by 50. Ours is a little smaller than that. Ours is a rectangle. But we were not able to rototill without hitting a lot of rocks. So I asked asked Lou to do some research and see if he could find from Lindy where you're what would she be? Your daughter-in-law, right? Is that right?
Daughter-in-law?
Lindy? Or she?
Oh, Lindy. Yes. Yeah. Yes, of course.
Yes. So we asked, we were talking with Lou about finding out from Lindy if she knows, you know, what the rock situation is over there, because I haven't been to your home, your new home. And so we're thinking we could bring a tractor over and a subsoiler. And a class of subsoiler is an implement that goes on the back of a tractor. And it's like a plow, except it doesn't have the plow bottom. It just has a very heavy steel rectangular shaft that goes into the ground on a slight angle. And when you pull it, it rips. It rips the soil. It puts a slice in the soil, maybe 12 inches or more down into the soil. It just cuts it. And then when it rains, the rain can get in there and penetrate deeper into the ground. But I was thinking we could go 50 feet every 12 inches, go 50 feet long, and then go the opposite direction. Well, I'm sorry, 90 degrees off, and cross cut it. And then take a rototiller, and we could probably make that happen and get deep enough for your garden. And then I was thinking about this morning, got an email from Lou, and we were talking about, okay, if we can't do that, if there are too many rocks, we could start with buckets. And so I sent him an email, and I said that I've got a bunch of buckets. We can, you know, 25 buckets would get you started, right? 5 gallon buckets. But just in the short term, that might work. And then we're talking about raised bed. We're talking about in the ground. Now, obviously, in the ground is the best choice, right, Dr. Shealy, for you?
Oh, yes, definitely. Mm-hmm.
If we can pull that off. So then the question was, now, at your farm, how did you get your garden started? Didn't you have all the rocks that we have over here in the...
No. No rocks that I know of, but we just tilled it to start with.
Wow.
And raked it.
Okay, that's what we were kind of hoping we could do with your 50 by 50 garden. But that's not what we were able to do right here. I mean, it was tough. It took actually probably a total of 6 people to put the garden in. Okay, and what about amendments? Would you like some amendments? We have a pile of lime.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay, we've got a pile of lime, and we can fill up some 5 gallon buckets and bring that over. And this would be high magnesium lime.
Yes.
Okay. What about ash, biochar? We have only wood ash, so we don't put anything in our outdoor wood stove that's a contaminant. The only thing that goes in there is natural wood. That's it, period. So no pressure-treated, arsenic-treated lumber,
right.
None of that goes in there. only real wood, trees and... cut logs and that kind of thing. So would you like some biochar?
Of course.
Okay. So when Lou wants to come over to the farm and bring his truck, so we can fill that up with some buckets of lime. And I think it's going to take a lot, Dr. Shealy. I think you're going to need like maybe 20 buckets of lime. Does that sound about right to you?
I would imagine so, yes.
Okay. And then maybe half as many biochar?
Yep.
Okay. All right, we can do that. All right, we'll be right back with Dr. Norm Shealy.
When your doctor tells you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, you try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-877-877-877. 888-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extend Overnight.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, we're talking about Dr. Shuley's garden, and we're using it as an example for you, class. And 50 feet by 50 feet. Dr. Shuley, do you like to have a square garden or a rectangular garden? Does the shape signify anything in your thoughts?
No, it's just easier to fence.
Well, that's exactly right. Class, so that if you want to have the maximum surface area with the minimum exterior fencing, you want to get as close to a circle as possible. And the closest thing to a circle for a garden is probably going to be a square. So if you have a square house, you'll have the minimum excavation for the square footage. If you have a long ranch rectangular type house, you're going to have more excavation for the footer, the basement, the concrete, the slab, whatever it may be. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. Easier to fence. Okay. Dr. Shuley, do you have some of the seeds, or do you need those as well?
Well, I'm going to go to one of the plant places and buy the seedlings because ordinarily I grow my own seedlings, but we didn't have a place to do it this year.
Okay. And what about... okay, so you're going to buy the plants. Do you save your own seeds?
In general, not.
Okay. Well, as we go further down this road, I think that's something we're all going to have to do. Save our seeds.
Yes.
So that and not depend on, you know, some third party or other party to provide those. Okay. I did a quick calculation about the weight of 20 buckets of lime and 10 buckets of biochar slash wood ash. So, Lou, we're looking at 1,500 pounds.
So wow. That's,
well, yeah. So, Lou, I just want to let you know that it may take a couple trips, depending on... I saw your truck. I know you have a Ford pickup truck. It's a wonderful-looking truck. But it's going to be right on the edge of overloading, and I don't want to ruin the shocks. So we might do it in two trips, or maybe we'll take one of our trucks and come on over, if that's okay with Dr. Shuley. Dr. Shuley, I'm all excited about this project. It's a wonderful project.
And well, obviously, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, this is what we do. This is what friends are for. And Dr. Shuley, you've been a wonderful friend for all the time that I've known you. You're extraordinarily wonderful. And so is Lou. And, you know, actually, class, the faculty of USA Prepares, they're all wonderful. Every single person, every single one is kind, giving, generous, helpful, you know, all the things that you were taught as Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts.
I was thinking Boy Scouts halfway through.
Yeah. So, Dr. Shuley, you mentioned asparagus. I think that's wonderful. My mom used to love that. And actually, she would cook asparagus, and the water that she would cook it in, after she washed it, of course, she would put that in the refrigerator, and that would be a beverage, the asparagus cooking water.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. And so she liked all things good nutrition. Okay, and so green beans, would you be growing? How would you do that? Would you grow them up along the fence?
Actually, you can grow green beans that don't climb.
Okay.
Oh, and sugar peas.
Sugar peas. Okay. Sugar peas. All right. Now, what kind of a perimeter fence would you want to keep out
wire.
The... Okay.
Wire.
Would this be... are you talking cattle panel type?
Yes, cattle panel.
Okay. Write that down. I mentioned that to Lou yesterday. I said that I sent him a picture of our garden with the cattle panels and the raised blocks and the green T-posts that you can pound into the ground to keep the cattle panels from falling over. Class, cattle panels are about 52 inches tall, and they have roughly a 4x6 opening in the grid. They're heavy and 16 feet long, about 52 inches high. And you can just put sections of them up with...
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden will nominate Ohio's former top federal prosecutor to head the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Steve Dettelbach served as U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Ohio for 7 years after he was nominated by his Harvard Law School classmate, then-President Barack Obama. The ATF post has been vacant since the start of the Biden administration. A surprise visit by United Kingdom Prime Minister Boris Johnson in Kyiv, Ukraine, and some FaceTime with President Zelensky at a press conference.
And we will give you the support that you need, the economic support, but also, of course, the defensive military support, in which I'm proud to say that the UK helped to lead the way.
Multi-billionaire Elon Musk says thanks, but no thanks to Twitter. Mr. Musk will not be joining Twitter's board of directors. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Axiom Mission 1 are now aboard the International Space Station since Saturday, April 9th. It is the first mission with an entirely private crew to arrive at the orbiting laboratory. The spacecraft was flying about 260 miles above the central Atlantic Ocean when the ISS received the four astronauts. The docking was delayed about 45 minutes as the space station teams, including mission controllers and NASA and SpaceX, worked together to troubleshoot an issue preventing the crew members on the ISS from receiving views from the center-line camera. As Russian troops regroup in eastern Ukraine, President Zelensky says the next few weeks will be as important as any in the war. Talking with CBS News, Zelensky says the world is changing, and who we will be on the other side is yet to be seen.
I think there is no big difference between Americans or Ukrainians, between people. There are people, and there are somebody who are ready to fight and to take your life. Yes, that is the difference. I think so, that the world changed, and that's it. I just want to thank that for your support, and support, first of all, for people. Because all the people, all the nations, first of all, they push their leaders. It's not only about your country. It's about our country. It's about all the world.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
It's gonna be sliding. Where today is hot. Cheetah, you've got your take. When you go to the season, for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
All right, Dr. Shealy's with us, and Lou Cassidy's calling in from Illinois. Welcome, Lou.
Good morning. Vinny, thank you for talking about the gardening here on the show. I'm learning a lot about Missouri gardening, and, of course, we're going to do Norm's garden, get him started. So.
Well, you took a look on the internet, Google Maps, and you saw how our garden, we initially built our garden, and you saw it from the air, big letter, capital letter F. Absolutely true. And actually, we had two letter Fs facing each other. And it looked kind of neat, from when we were building, and our son decided that he wanted to do this, and it was pretty large. But it was hard to rototill. you know, through the capital letter F, and we decided we'll take that apart and we'll use that block, those blocks, and we built something like, I'm thinking roughly 30 by, well, that's probably 32 by, maybe a little bit bigger than 32 by 32, but it's a rectangle, and we use cattle panels. So that's the same plan that Dr. Shealy wants. So I'm all excited about that, Lou.
Same here. And good morning, Norm.
Well, good morning, and thank you both.
Well, Lou's the one who spearheaded this project. And I mentioned that we could we have a small tractor that has a rear-mounted rototiller. And if you don't have rocks, we can hook up this rear-mounted rototiller that's a three-point hitch on the back of a little tractor. Put that on a trailer, and we can rip the ground with the subsoiler or the ripper, and then go in and rototill it. Because to do it by hand, you know, starting out from tearing up the lawn is it's going to be tough. And by the way, is this okay with the is there a neighborhood association where you are, Dr. Shealy?
No, it's a very private thing with 5 acres of land.
Okay, great. So so the police are going to be helping us and watching us and photographing us and arresting us.
No.
I'm glad to hear that.
For making all this noise and banging. Okay, great. So, Lou, I don't know if you heard, we're going to be needing to haul about 1,500 pounds of lime and biochar in buckets to amend the soil. We need to do a soil test. So, you know, to make sure that we stay within the right pH range. And lime's going to take probably a year to actually, you know, start working. But the plants that Dr. Shealy wants to grow, I think this is going to be the garden to be envied. Asparagus, kale, spinach, Chinese cabbage, sugar peas, green beans, carrots, beets, tomatoes, bell peppers, onions, eggplants, celery, okra, cantaloupe, vegetable spaghetti, garlic, sweet potatoes, strawberries, blueberries, and blackberries. Dr. Shealy, anything else? Do we omit anything?
Rhubarb.
Rhubarb, okay. Okay, and what about some grapes along the perimeter of the garden fence? Are you considering all the grapes?
Interestingly, in my original garden on the farm, I planted six or more plants of grapes and never got a grape off them. Well, I don't know why, but it never matured a grape.
Yeah, we found the same thing until we got some cuttings from, there's a neighbor who was ripping out the vineyard, a small vineyard, and her grapes were really vigorous, and we couldn't get grapes to grow. We bought them at the store, bought the vines, planted them, and, you know, they just all died. But these seem to, they're starting to take hold. We don't have anything to speak of at this point. What about a fig tree, Dr. Shealy? You want to plant one of those next to the house where it's protected?
I have one fig tree on the old farm, yes.
Okay. Well, I guess
but
I'm not sure the best time.
But I plant that outside the garden.
Right, right. We have a couple fig trees against the house on the south side, protected from the wind. You know, the winter's kind of rough on figs around here, but you know, they do grow, and they attract bees. They attract a lot of bees. So what happens is the fig tree's near one of our side doors, and we seem to disturb the bees when we're going in out this door, and they let us know.
Oh.
Yep. Okay. All right, so, Lou, I'm all excited about this.
Me too.
Dr. Shealy, we can do a pH test as well. We can take some neutral water and pH 7 water, put it in a jar, and put some soil in there and shake it up with the water and put a pH test strip in there and see if you know, the lime is the right way to go. We can do that.
Good.
Too. I'm all excited. I'm all excited. So, Lou, Dr. Shealy is going to buy some plants. And he's going to, because we're kind of a little late in getting started with this. Is there anything else that you'd like us to try to make happen, Dr. Shealy?
Well, no, that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So do you have a location for this?
Yes. Okay. I'll have to ask Lindy to, you know, to where it starts, but I pretty well know where it will be.
Okay. One of the secrets to a garden, in my opinion, based on the experience that I've had for 70 years, is that it needs to be close to the back door. And that's probably not, or the kitchen door. It's probably not the most, the best looking place, the most aesthetic place in many cases, but in order to tend it, you're going to be spending some time out there tending the garden. Seems to be the place for it. And you need to have a source of water near there, too, real close.
Yes.
So, right. How close was your garden on the farm to your kitchen door?
Oh, I would think 30 feet at most.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we're talking about, class. So when I was growing up, we put my mom and I built the first garden, and we put it in the corner of the property, the far corner, and it didn't grow so well, and it was our fault. It was our fault because it was too far away. It's too far away, and now if you keep it near the back door, that really is the place. Because if you want to get some tomatoes for lunch, you just go out there and get some tomatoes or bell peppers and tomatoes, and wash them and cut them up and put some extra virgin olive oil and some wine vinegar or apple cider vinegar and maybe a little bit of pepper, and there's lunch right there. And you can do that every day for a couple months. And that's what I do, Dr. Shealy, right after the broadcast. Go out into the garden, when the tomatoes and peppers are ripe. And I'll even take some hot peppers and cut them up and put them in there, too. And I'll have a salad of green peppers, maybe a few slices of tiny slices of cayenne or jalapeno, and some onion, and toss it, some lettuce maybe, depending on if we have that at the time. And that's lunch. And it's great. Now, I'm hungry in about 2 hours, but it works great. Lou, any comments?
Well, I remember Norm used to go out in his garden and make us the best salad I've ever had out of that. I mean, that was just great stuff. If he grows that again,
What was in there, Dr. Shealy? What was in your salads?
Well, in general, the chief base is kale. I particularly like kale, but it might be spinach or Chinese cabbage. And actually, I grow some summer lettuce, which I get from Johnny's Seeds, and it'll grow all through the hot summer.
And what do you get from, is that Chinese cabbage from Johnny's Seeds?
No, the summer lettuce.
Okay,
summer lettuce wilts in the summer. But
yes.
Johnny Seeds produces some that do very well in hot weather.
Have you ever had lettuce called wilted lettuce?
I know the word, but I've never grown it.
Absolutely fabulous. It is. It's a wonderful lettuce. And literally, class, the name of the lettuce is wilted lettuce. And it looks like it's really wilted. But that's the way it is, and it's fabulous. What about dandelions, Dr. Shealy? Do you put some of them in, dandelion leaves?
Interestingly, I don't have many dandelions growing, so I don't.
Okay. Well, I may be able to find some seeds. I'm sure Lindy would love it if you scattered some dandelion seeds throughout the yard.
We got plenty here, that's for sure.
so many people, when I was growing up back in the 60s, they wanted to kill those darn dandelions. And they would go out there with these dandelion root killers, and it was like a fork. And they would just push this into the ground and cut the dandelions so they would kill them. And my mom would do the same thing, except she would cut them and bring them in the house and make salad with them. They would throw them in the trash. Yeah, just a little oil, extra virgin olive oil and vinegar, and a little bit of salt, pink salt, and dandelion leaves. And you can add that to your salad. Okay, Dr. Shealy, I'm all excited about this. I really am. And so do you have a source out your way for cattle panels?
Yes, there's a place in 5 miles away in Ozark.
Okay. Well, they're 16 feet long, and they're kind of a pain to take home. So there's two ways of doing it.
Well, we'll hire someone to do that.
Well, okay.
We can do that.
If I'm out there with a car hauler, we have a trailer that we can put the tractor on, if that's what we end up using, and we can go get the cattle panels, because they're 16 feet long and the trailer is 18 feet long. That's one way of doing it. The other way of doing it is to put them in a pickup truck bed and hoop them into a U-shape going vertically. Lou, have you seen that?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Now, it's not a lot of fun because they're springy.
It can be done. There's a lot of spring there. Yeah,
it's dangerous. Not recommended. The best way to do it would be with the trailer. So we can do some calculations, figure out how many posts we need. And you want to make a homemade gate, Dr. Shealy, out of cattle panels? Just cut into a section and make a gate right with a 3 foot wide gate with cattle panels?
That would be great.
Is that what you did at your farm?
In 1983, I think.
Joe built that gate for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so we could do that, and I've got a picture of it for the book. So it's what we have here. We figured out how to do it, and we can make all this happen. So, class, if you've got some questions about gardening and what Dr. Shealy's plans are, if you want to give us a call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Or if you've got some medical questions for Dr. Shealy, you may call in and ask Dr. Shealy.
Has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. And Lou Cassidy's with us. And we're talking about Dr. Shealy's garden. During the break, I just stepped outside and our garden is two cattle panels wide by three cattle panels long. So that's 16 feet per cattle panel. So roughly, there's a little bit of overlap on the cattle panel. So roughly 32 feet by 48 feet. And the cattle panels are about 52 inches high, roughly speaking. And so that's the garden, lots of lime. And the next question I have for Dr. Shealy is, how do you keep the weeds down? Do you put plastic down over the soil? And okay, use straw.
Progress hay.
Okay. That's kind of what we did. We put some heavy clear plastic down, and we cut X's in it for each tomato plant or each pepper plant or each plant that we put in, except for where we planted some corn to test that and see how that would grow. First year we ever grew corn, and we planted field corn, not for human consumption, just to see if it would grow. And so that section of the garden does not have any plastic, but we put plastic down, and then we put straw over the plastic to keep the sun from beating up, you know, the soil. And what it did was it protected the plants, and it kept the sun from did a lot of things. It actually held down parts of the plastic, and it worked really well. And then when we took the plastic back up to reuse it, we tilled the straw into the soil, you know, as kind of to make the soil a little softer for the roots. That's the way we did it. So it sounds like we have a similar technique. So you don't use plastic, Dr. Shealy? Just
no, I've never done that. I just put a heavy layer of progress hay.
Okay. What we found out last year was we didn't have to water the garden. Literally, we did not have to water it at all, because the straw kept the sun's rays from evaporating the water under the plastic. The plastic helped keep the soil moist and soft, and it worked really, really well for us. And what we could do, if we had to, is just stick a garden hose under the plastic and, you know, let it run gently in different areas of the garden, and that would have done the job. But we had some rain, and it seemed to work. That's the first time we didn't have to water the garden. Lou, any comments?
Well, I use black plastic on my garden, and that keeps weeds out. And I put in a system of drip tape. I plumb it all in before I lay the plastic. So, but you know, out here in the prairies of Illinois, where the soil is great, I mean, you know, and I get a 3-point tiller on the back of the tractor. You know, gardening's a breeze out here. Mm-hmm. Not like you guys. You get a little more of a challenge.
Well, what was that instructor, Roger Douglas? You mentioned Roger Douglas when he was teaching a seminar about. He's a real estate broker, and he was talking about farmland at one of our expos and what to look for if you want to buy a farm. Something about soil, and what did he say? You don't get soil?
Well, he said in Missouri, if you buy a piece of ground, he says you don't necessarily get dirt with it.
Yeah. Yeah, rocks with it.
A lot of rocks.
Yeah, rocks with it.
Plenty.
And we were thinking about building a stone house, and one of the guys who was doing some excavation work said, no problem, you got plenty of rocks here. You can build a house with rocks. And if you look around this neck of Missouri, you'll find there are a lot of stone houses. And they're built with stone that, you know, field stone. The stone was right there on the farm. They're like, what do you do with it? What do you do with it? You either pile it up or you build a house with it. So, and as a matter of fact, you'll see something really interesting in Missouri. Farmers probably in the 50s, maybe even before that, would take the equivalent of cattle panels, which is a very heavy fence wire that is welded together in 4-inch by 6-inch squares. And they'll make a hoop with it, larger than a hula hoop. And they'll stand that on the corner of their property. And they'll fill it with rocks. And they will then attach their fence to that, a barbed wire fence. And that pile of rocks in this cattle panel cylinder isn't going anywhere. And that's what they do. Number one, it's a place to put some rocks, and two, it works really well as a corner for fencing. So another little tip from the book. Okay, I'm all excited. So Dr. Shuley, there's plenty of nutrition in this garden. What about radishes?
I used to plant radishes. I haven't in the last few years. I don't know why I stopped.
Well, I was thinking about your granddaughter, and I understand that she's about 6 years old. Carrots and radishes would be a great way for her to start learning about gardening because they grow. And that's something that we're going to be talking about tomorrow, class. Rich Sheban has offered his 2 hours to talk about gardening and what you need to do, because we now know that hyperinflation is here in the United States. And I got an email from Kathy. I'll share that with you about prices when we come back. This is USA Prepares. Dr. Shield is with us. Lou Cassidy is with us. I'm Vin Finelli. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.